This is Drive with Pia Wursu on ABC Northern Tasmania.
Have you been travelling around Tasmania a little more this year as borders have been closed and we've all been making ourselves at home, so to speak? How easy an experience have you found that? It sounds like your answer to that might actually depend on whether or not you live with a disability. You might have seen the article on ABC News Online where people are calling for more accessible tourism in Tasmania. Tasmanian Dale Reardon is CEO of Travel for All and lives with a disability. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. What's your experience been of travelling Tasmania?
Yes, I've done quite a bit of travel in Tasmania, Australia and overseas over the years, and there's a varying degree of accessibility. And one of the important things we're trying to get across to businesses is that, sure, accessibility does sometimes require some physical environmental changes, but it's also a lot about attitude and flexibility and the willingness of your staff to help out if the need arises.
So what sorts of things are you talking about that are the real impediments here to having accessible travel in the state?
Yes, it could be. It doesn't have to be people in wheelchairs. I mean, they're obviously an important sector. But just I know with my own parents, seniors, that having a walk-in shower instead of a shower over a bath is much easier to use. I prefer it myself too. So, you know, if you go to a property and you haven't actually been made aware of those things, then it could really spoil your holiday. Making people aware of whether there's difficult steps at the front door of the property, putting in some, handrails and grab rails into a bathroom, even if it's not a fully accessible, wheelchair-accessible one, can make the experience a lot better for all your guests.
It sounds like from what you're saying, a lot of this actually comes down to just basic communication about what the services and facilities are and how can we make this work best for you.
That's right. One of the things we're doing with our business, travelforall.guide, is creating information for the businesses so that people know exactly what they're going to be faced with at the business so they can decide for themselves whether it suits their needs. Because obviously a person with autism or sensory needs is going to be quite different to someone in a wheelchair. So a business can't just say they're fully accessible. It really depends on the person's individual circumstances.
Generally, in Tasmania, have we been making progress in this space?
Yes. I mean, good things have happened. For example, at the airport, I, along with lots of others, haven't travelled that much this year at all. But Qantas, for example, had the ramp that goes up to the aeroplane stairs. They actually had a ramp version that helped everyone with your wheel on suitcases and luggage things. But due to some, I don't know, cost training issues, it was never used on the nighttime flights, only ones during the day. So often there's good innovations, but the implementation can break down as well. And we need to get more, for example, hire cars in Tasmania with hand controls for, you know, people in wheelchairs to use.
That's interesting that you mentioned that because, of course, today a story in the news is the lack of availability for hire cars for anyone travelling Tasmania. I was going to ask what is or what options are available for people who might need those more specialised vehicles. Are there any hire cars for them?
From information I had last year, I haven't asked recently, there was only one hire car in the state. So it was a very poor situation. So I guess more work needs doing on that. Even when I travel with my guide dog, you need a car with enough space in the boot or the back seat for Charlie to jump in and travel as well. So, yes, there can be different requirements.
For businesses who might be concerned about the cost associated with making their tourism business or offering more accessible, what's your message for those people? Is it an expensive exercise to make your business an accessible business?
It doesn't have to be. Just because you may not be able to cater for the most highest accessibility requirements doesn't mean you can't attract other guests with their own accessibility needs. And, you know, bear accessibility modifications in mind when you're doing renovations or doing a restyle, refit of a room and your property. company, developing your website can be very crucial as well. For example, nearly 9 out of 10 websites I visit with calendars, where you have to choose the date to make a booking or inquiry, are completely inaccessible to screen reader users. And something like that can be fixed really cheaply and easily, and then open your market up to far more customers. Because it's not just a matter of doing this to make yourself feel good or doing a good social thing. It does actually open up to 20% of the population with a disability. So there's a huge market out there that they can tap into.
ABC Northern Tasmania with Pia Wursu.